I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, Kirk and Nolan back in the studio with you. Happy to be back for another week and obviously getting Christmas Day around the corner for a little break in the MLB season, off season, and everything else that's going with it. So, quiet week, obviously. A couple little signings here and there that we'll talk about. Again, we're in a holding pattern on Yamamoto. Sounds like maybe something over the weekend before Christmas Day comes. And we'll talk about that, some of the highlights and lowlights and everything else that goes with it. So we got a variety. And, of course, then we'll be answering the curtain call questions, as always, Dirtbags. So you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So wherever you are out there in the listening world and Sports Byline world, we thank you for being a part of the show. We thank you for being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So, and we definitely want to give our shout out to the boys over our show sponsors at Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. You can check them out. The hitting training aid by Truss Sullivan and his team put together to keep you in the zone, through the zone, on the outside, the middle, and the inside. Enhance your overall hitting training program. So great product. If you want to talk to us about it, you can DM me personally on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to talk to you about it, explain it all over, and go from there. So, and of course, our favorite throwing training aid, that is, for arm health, mechanics, motion, just a variety of things for players and pitchers, from beginners to the pros. It doesn't matter. It's that's the rope trainer, and you can find it right off of our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. So again, Dirtbags, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are, whether you're into tournaments at this time of the year. I know lots happening all over the world, obviously, in that, but if you are in tournaments, hopefully you're having a great time, you're having a blast as players, coaches, parents, and remembering to be a dirtbag on and off the field, what that means. You know, it's just a different lifestyle, and it's you're getting dirty, you're getting up, you're getting after getting dirty, as we always say, and that's what it's all about. And that's what it should be all about. On the field, off the field, you want to wear that with pride, you want to share the love of baseball all around the world, just like Nolan and myself, and you know, and that's telling you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear. So that's what it's all about. And you know, we're ready to get fired up, we're ready to get going with this episode, and last one before the Christmas break. So Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break, and we are going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Honey, come here quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right, the tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Now, during Staples holla-deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla-deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you got in the hopper for today?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously last week we did a lot on Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers and everything like that. Ben Verlander, for those that don't know, he works for Fox Sports. Obviously, he's a huge advocate for Shohei Ohtani. Probably overplays it a little bit, but at the same time, who am I to say one way or the other? I love my Cardinals, and I love talking about my Cardinals. So, I mean, he's passionate about Shohei, loves talking about him. Rightfully so, obviously, one of the best players in the world. Made a horrible take, though, the other day on Fox. Horrible take. He said that this was the most impactful signing in Dodgers history. And it's like, okay, the fact that he more or less like doubled down on it, you just have to watch the whole video. It's only like a 2 minute snippet that I saw, but pretty much like he just completely eludes the fact that the Dodgers once upon a time made the most impactful signing in MLB history by signing Mr. Jackie Robinson. And he didn't even like mince words or anything to that extent. He just straight up said like Shohei Ohtani is the most impactful signing. Period. That's it. Kind of end of conversation. Like Jackie Robinson never existed is kind of the way that I took it. And I mean, you obviously saw some backlash from some of the players and everything like that. And rightfully so, because obviously Jackie Robinson, he left his footprint on the game and he allowed every other color to get into the sport besides white players. So, I mean, you're looking at it from that perspective, and obviously that's got to be the number one. If you said outside of Jackie Robinson, then yeah, I don't think there would have been any backlash or anything like that. Because, I mean, that is probably a true statement, in my opinion. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, you saw what he did globally. You saw what he did in the Japanese market. I mean, they pretty much shut it down just to see Shohei Ohtani on where he was going to sign. But, I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I want to kick this one off on. I don't know what your thoughts are, Kirk, but when I saw that, I was just kind of like, whoa, 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 you gotta pump the brakes here. If you want to say second greatest signing or second most impactful signing, sure, absolutely. But you can't say that's a more impactful signing than Mr. Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, I think you could say could be. I think you need to add in could be at the end of the contract when it's all said and done. Because the last I checked, and you can check on it too, has MLB implemented Shohei Ohtani Day as part of the regular season?
Not that I know of.
Pretty sure they got Jackie Robinson Day, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure we celebrated that, right, Dirtbag Nation?
Last time I checked, 42 is retired across the league.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just never know what's going to happen and stuff like that. But to make that call, you know what? Shohei's coming off his second Tommy John. We know what he's capable of, obviously, on when I'm sticking to surgery right now, Nolan, and Dirtbags. He could come back. He's still young enough. He will, I'm assuming, come back because he's going to put the work ethic in. He's got the pride. He's got the desire. He's got everything going with it to do that. As far as a hitter, we know what he can do hitting. So, yes, he could be. But to come out and say he is, nah, that's just not even on the table right now at this point in time. So, you know, and good for the players to stand up or whatever and that, and not go too crazy or too silly over the whole thing or whatever and that. Take it with a grain of salt, one person's opinion, and leave it at that. Let sleeping dogs lie or whatever and that. But let his contract work its way out. Let's see what happens. Let's see, you know, Dave Roberts has had a million, not a million, but you know what I mean, good teams. And you all know Nolan's opinion on it or whatever and that. He believes that Mr. Roberts should be gone by now. I'm right there with him, to be quite honest with you, because at the end of the day, pro sports is about winning championships. It's, yes, he's got winning divisions over and over and over again, but he's also had probably the premier team for the most part over those times. Yes, the Giants snuck in there in the 2010s and did what they did so gracefully and without hesitation. But at the end of the day, I'm right there with you, and I'm assuming you are too, but we'd love to hear your opinions on it, Dirtbag. So send them in to us at, you know, on our Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'd love to hear your comments on Ben Verlander and Shohei Ohtani being the biggest signing for Dodgers history.
So just sticking with the Dodgers, obviously last week we started to touch on it a little bit as the rumors were kind of flying around. Obviously, like I said, last week we kind of said, hey, listen, trades out there, Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, obviously, it's been finalized since last week's episode. We have Tyler Glass now signed a 5-year, $136.5 million contract extension with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The way that it breaks down is pretty much a 4-year, $110 million extension. This year, he's playing out on a 1-year, $25 million deal, which was going to be his last year before becoming a free agent. I don't know. I saw someone saying that this could be one of the greatest signings in Dodgers history too. Not nearly as impactful as like the Shohei Ohtani, Jackie Robinson. Just saying, like, one of the biggest steals that they could get just because of the potential of Tyler Glass now. But then he also threw in there, yeah, if he stays healthy, it's like, dude, that's like saying if Giancarlo Stanton can stay healthy, he's going to hit 75 home runs in a season. Like, no, you just know it at this point in time. Tyler Glass now, I think, what, the most in or most games that he started in a season is like 21, 22 games. Like, the guy year in, year out, unfortunately, just gets hurt.
Yeah, he's getting to that glass arm effect, right, almost. You hate to say it like that, but he's exactly right. I look at Tyler Glass now, and we spoke about it a month ago, or probably 3 weeks ago. Anyways, Dirtbags, I still think the Dodgers should have went for Dylan Cease.
100%.
You know, like when you're just looking at it, like you and I are talking right now, Nolan, injuries, you're paying him $130 million potentially over the life of that contract for potential, in my mind, the potential of an ace to replace Kershaw. That ain't happening.
Well, you know what this one reminds me of?
Sitting here today, that ain't happening for me.
You know what this one reminds me of, though, this signing? So back in the day, Boston Red Sox signed Carl Crawford away from Tampa Bay Rays. Then he got traded out to Los Angeles Dodgers. And, I mean, this is one of those ones that just reminds me a lot of that type of early 2010s, late 2000s Los Angeles Dodgers type of move where you're taking a huge risk for a player that, I mean, don't get me wrong, Tyler Glasnow is extremely talented. But the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, talking about his talent. We're just talking about really who he is as a player to this point.
Yeah, if you get 25 games out of Tyler Glass now, I think that would set the world on fire.
And they're a rotation right now with the Dodgers that needs
They need health.
For me, I need health. Yeah,
they
you're
need
right.
Health.
If Dylan Cease is on the table or whatever and that, and I got to add two more players for Dylan Cease over the two that you sent for Tyler Glass now, I'm adding the two players because Dylan Cease he's right there. Yes, he had an off year for him or whatever, but let's be realistic. Look what happened to the Chicago White Sox in general, right? They had an off year.
Oh, it was a terrible team.
That was just, nobody expected them to perform down to the level that they performed. It's that simple.
And the crazy thing is, too, like, Dylan Cease's underlying numbers were still right in line with his career norms. Like, I get that he's only been in the big leagues for three full seasons. Like, he's still a young kid and everything like that. Obviously, he has 1 year that he was second for Cy Young behind Justin Verlander there a couple years ago. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, man, yeah, if I got to pony up to get Dylan Cease as opposed to Tyler Glass now, that's the move that I'm making.
100%. It's almost like they got in over their head after the Shohei signing. They did it so quick without really thinking about what that extension for Tyler Glasnow would be.
Yeah.
We all know that they got the money to burn. That's not the issue.
No.
The Dodgers. But at the end of the day, man, you need healthy players in that rotation right now. Kershaw might sign back. He might not. Julio Urías, he's gone.
Yep.
Walker Buehler's coming off of injury. So, you know, are you putting the pressure on him to be magnificent, be an ace right out of the gate? That's a lot of pressure, even though he's been that guy already for them. He knows what it takes, but you got to settle back in after surgeries like that.
And Dustin May's been in the same boat.
Absolutely.
That's a guy that's often injured, too. So, I mean, you're looking at it. Like we said, health is the name of the game for the starting pitchers there. And, like, hey, as much talent as you want to say that the Los Angeles Dodgers have, and they have a frontline rotation if they can all stay healthy. But to this point, none of those guys have been able to stay healthy for an extended period of time without a huge injury risk. Like Walker Buehler, if he comes back and he's healthy, obviously he's going to be in the Cy Young consideration. But Dirtbags will be right back here after the break to continue this.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, carry on with the Dodgers, my man.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, before the break, we were talking about Walker Buehler and his incredible potential. He's a guy that, obviously, like, if he can stay healthy, he's proven that his numbers are in the Cy Young consideration and everything like that. Kershaw, you got to assume he's going to come back around the mid-season point. I think that's what all indications are up to this point. If he leaves the Dodgers to go to the Rangers, I get that the Rangers are kind of his hometown team and everything like that, but that would hurt his, it really would hurt his just like overlying everything about the game, man.
Yeah.
Like that guy, he's just a Dodger. It would be the same as like when they were talking about Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina a couple of years ago there, having a free agent visit with the New York Yankees. Like, you just, you're branded to one team, as weird as that is to say. Like, when I think of Kershaw, I think of him as a Dodger. If he leaves the Dodgers, it hurts his reputation, in my opinion. He's still going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no two ways about it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't carry the same legacy for a player like that. So, I mean, yeah, you're looking up and down that rotation. It's fantastic, but it's injured.
I cannot see Texas signing him just because of the exact same thing as the Dodgers, in a sense, right? They're coming off a World Series, obviously, but Montgomery's still a free agent. Martin Perez, we'll talk about him probably with just signing with the Pirates in the last week.
Yep.
You know, you're losing guys that are, well, healthy at this point in time. Scherzer's done until probably August with the back surgery just last week.
Yeah, they said June at the earliest.
Well, that's
and his age, though. His age, though, I mean, you're right. It probably will be August.
Yep.
You got DeGrom, obviously, coming off another TJ.
Yeah.
And he'll
another guy like that in that rotation.
No, exactly. Like, Kershaw is going to be basically the same time frame as those other guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, if they absolutely needed to do it out of necessity, sure, they could probably throw that at them. But, I mean, right now, the talk in Texas is, hey, listen, we're cash-strapped because we have no TV deal.
Well, so many teams, right?
Yeah, so that's the issue, right? So, I mean, jumping over now, I want to talk about Corbin Burnes because obviously Tyler Glass now is signing the huge contract extension that he did. They got asking Corbin Burnes basically the same question. Like, hey, listen, if you were to get traded and signed to an extension, like, would that be something on your books? And he pretty much said, like, listen, I'm this close to free agency. I want to see what my value is. Like, I don't necessarily want to sign an extension. It's kind of like what Juan Soto's basically been saying since day one. Now, I get that Juan Soto pretty much said, hey, listen, if the Yankees are willing to come and talk to me, absolutely, I'll listen. But at the same time, I still want to test free agency. And that was Corbin Burnes' stance, man. I agree with it. And Corbin Burnes basically politely said, like, hey, screw you guys. Don't compare me to Tyler Glass now. I've been injured once in my career and pitched 30 games multiple years, been a Cy Young candidate multiple years, won a Cy Young. Like, Tyler Glass now, unfortunately, like I said in the first segment of this show, like, he's just often injured. He got the bag, don't get me wrong, incredibly talented, but comparing Corbin Burnes to Tyler Glass now, in my opinion, that's a huge slap in the face for Corbin Burnes.
Yeah, I mean, Burnes is one of those quality guys and stuff like that. We're not saying that Tyler Glasnow isn't a quality guy. That's not what I'm saying here, but he's one of those up year away from free agent guys that has truly earn the right to go to free agency, right? And absolutely, why would you, unless you're blown completely away and you do like the team that trades for you, that's a different story. But other than that, absolutely, man, you put your 6 years of hard service in, like he said, you could be 7, 8, 9 years the way they can manipulate you up and down between MLB and the minors, depending on how you perform. Well, he's performed great right out of the gate. So he's earned that right after 6 years to be able to do that type of stuff and go ahead. And you know, I look at him. I don't know if he's a big city guy or whatever and that, but you got, Stearns in New York right now. They just made the move today, I think it was, with the Brewers for Adrian Hauser. And I could see him really looking at him because obviously the relationship is there at that level. He'll pay attention to the New York Mets, and he knows the bank is there if necessary, if it's needed. It's just a matter of can he settle in and be able to feel comfortable in New York City.
Well, that was a telling move that they made today, right? So they get Tyrone Taylor, who's, I mean, they hyped him up a lot more than what he actually is. He's a good player, probably a fourth outfielder at best, in my opinion.
Hasn't hit his stride.
No, exactly. And he's 29 years old, right? It's not like Tyrone Taylor's a young kid. Adrian Hauser, 30 years old. I guess at this point in time, I mean, I talked about him in the summertime. I think he's basically a swing man. Like, he's a good long reliever option, fifth starter type of deal if you want to use him in that capacity. Right now, based on the New York Mets' current pitching rotation, he's got to be slated into their starting rotation. I think he's going to be their number five right now, penciled in. But, I mean, they gave up, what, their 29th rated prospect in the system? A man by the name of Coleman Crow, who's a minor league pitcher. Don't know too much about Coleman Crow outside of him being the 29th rated prospect in the Mets system. Now he'll slide into the top 30, presumably, in the Milwaukee Brewers system. Hey, I mean, like you said, David Stearns, obviously, tons of familiarity with the Milwaukee Brewers. That would be a logical spot if they are willing to pull off a trade to get a Corbin Burnes. I just don't know what they'd have to give up to get a Corbin Burnes. And even that, I don't know if that's necessarily a move that I'd make if I'm the New York Mets, because in my opinion, they're not competitive enough in the NL East right now to actually make that move to say, hey, listen, we're getting you for 1 year and we think we can win a World Series. But you look at the rest of that NL East, man. You got the Marlins, who obviously made the playoffs last year, and they're the third best team. You got the Phillies, who are the second best team. You got the Atlanta Braves, who are the best team. And all three of those teams, I'd say, on paper, are still better than the New York Mets to this day.
Yeah, I think the Mets have a very clear vision, exactly what all the reports have been. If they lose out on Yamamoto, they're not signing anybody out there. They're not going for Blake Snell. They're not going. They got a very clear vision of how they want to build this up because of all the factors that you just said. They know where they sit in the NL East. It's not a player or two. And it's not going out and spending $600 million like they tried to do with Verlander, and not quite $600, but you know what I mean. And yep. and that's... So I think they have a very clear vision of what they want to do. If Yamamoto doesn't sign with them, no problem. Back it up. Let's make subtle little quiet moves. Maybe they heard us last week, Nolan, talking about the Kansas City Royals and making just subtle quality little moves like that. And if you can sign a pitcher like that and maybe trade him and continue to grow that farm system, continue to get the trades back that they got for Verlander and Scherzer this year, you're going to have a pretty nice long-term team because the money is there ultimately when those young players are ready to play in Flushing and be able to perform and compete in the NL East.
Now, jumping over to the NL Central quickly, obviously the Chicago Cubs, team that went out, got Craig Counsell. Are you surprised to this point that they have not made a significant move? Because obviously they've been tied to a few different guys, but man, it surprises the heck out of me that they're the one team that everybody kind of anticipated going out there making a huge splash hasn't been really connected to anybody. Like, Cody Bellinger still moved out there that makes a lot of sense to me. I know it's going to cost them $200 million, but obviously last year they were comfortable going up to or near that spot. I mean, obviously Dansby Swanson didn't cost them $200 million, but he was knocking on the door of a $200 million contract. Like, they have holes to fill, and so far they've been way too quiet in my opinion.
Yeah, on the surface, I think the same thing, Nolan. But again, when I dig a little deeper or whatever and think about it a little bit more intentful with them, the NL Central is a tick above the AL Central that we talked about last week. Not a super competitive division at this point in time. I think the Cardinals have done very well getting back into competitiveness with their early signings of the pitchers. I think the Cubs are in a situation where they're looking at it. Maybe I have to assume they've had probably pretty good, solid conversations with those quiet players right now, with those Blake Snells potentially, that, hey, you know what? Let's let all this wildness or escalated Shohei and Yamamoto contracts work their way through. And then let's settle in and see what's left. Because there is a lot of really good players there that they can take and go ahead and fill in that roster, fill in that rotation, and be competitive in the NL Central. Because you're right. Looking back at it, they were right there last year until August and September. They're still not that far away. I think of Rhys Hoskins possibly at first base, DH. If they don't get Bellinger, they lose out to the Jays or whatever, that it looks like they may. But again, anything's possible at this point in time. Crow Armstrong, go ahead and give him the chance to run with it in center field if they lose out on Bellinger, if they don't want to go to the $200 million or $200 plus, and fill that rotation in. Fill it in and get it going. Because again, at the same day, you know, get a couple of pitchers that you might be able to trade for at the trade deadline if you need to, but also get a firm 1-2 spot in there that they can fill in the rotation. So I'm sure they're doing their work. They're waiting and letting all these teams fight for the Yamamotos. Obviously, there's not a lot of teams fighting for Bellinger, them and the Jays by all sounds, but you never know. Anything's possible. People can circle back on him. It's super interesting. There's no question about it. Why so many teams are quiet, and it's a little disturbing. I'm sure it is to you as well, Dirtbags, that it has been as quiet as it has. I know you got a few teams out there doing a couple things, and I know we'll be answering them in the curtain call questions and stuff like that. Some of the signings of this week from fans in the Pirates, fans in the Giants, you know, different things like that. One nice signing was Andrew McCutchen coming back and stuff like that. I know we'll talk about it in the next episode or the next segment for sure. Tigers with Jack Flaherty and that. Those are all questions that we're going to be answering and stuff like that. We got some interest going on and trickling, but I'm of the same vote. You know, we look at the Jays up here in Canada where we are, and all of a sudden just crickets after Shohei. It was like they were just deflated and they were dumbfounded that they didn't get him, and now they almost had to go on vacation and regroup. And it's like, wait a minute. There's lots of players out there. Let's get down to the grindstone. You got to have backup plans. Why are we not seeing those being activated? And, you know, is it going to be that slowdown market for January leading up to pitchers and catchers reporting in February? I don't know. Honestly, Dirtbags, I just don't know what's happening because there's a lot of players that could be signed. There's no question. So, but we will be right back here with your curtain call questions.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right, the tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And if you need a little more pep in your step, get yourself a refreshing Peppermint Frosty Cream Cold Brew. Or you can give it to your mom. Whatever.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I want to start this one on with my own question for you. Diamond Sports is the owner of Bally Sports, which has probably, I think, 8 teams, down to 6 maybe right now. I'm not just sure. TV rights across the major leagues. They're talking with Amazon right now about some streaming, but there'll be all kinds of obstacles that they're going to have to go through with MLB and streaming rights and all that type of stuff. So it's a lot of work ahead of you. Are a lot of those teams that have them as their TV rights holders holding back? Because we know TV rights impact a lot of the salaries, right? I know the Cardinals are one of them or whatever. It doesn't seem to have hampered them early on. But the other teams, do you think they're just really uncertain? They're really uneasy to make a move?
Yeah, obviously, in my opinion, man, with TV deals and the way that it is, like, you know that that's a huge cash revenue stream for your team. Obviously, it's a heck of a lot better if you own the rights to your own TV streaming services. Then that helps out. But like when you're directly tied to a parent company who basically controls your TV rights and everything like that, like Bally does, like that all of a sudden, yeah, you got to take that into account as to how much you can actually spend in a fiscal year in order to net a profit. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Every baseball team still generates a profit. Like they're too big of a market. There's too many games, everything like that. You got 81 home games. So it's essentially impossible for you not to generate a profit unless you're like the Tampa Bay Rays or the Oakland Athletics who are only getting like 10,000 fans a game or something crazy like that, right? So in the grand scheme of things, yes, that will have a huge impact on what teams are doing. But at the same time, like I said, man, these guys, they make tons of money. You sign, now I'm not saying a guy like Shohei Ohtani, because obviously there is only one Shohei Ohtani. But you sign a guy like a Yoshinobu Yamamoto, even if you're a lower tier team in terms of your spending and everything like that, that's still going to create a huge Asian market for your team just by jersey sales alone, right? So, I mean, even that, like you get a face or you get a household name, that'll create jersey sales and everything like that. Like look at the impact that Bryce Harper had on the Philadelphia Phillies when he signed there. Like, that created a huge market for the Philadelphia Phillies fan base and everything like that. And Kirk heard me repeatedly talking about trying to buy a Bryce Harper jersey last year. Like, I love that guy, man. And what he did for the city of Philadelphia and everything like that, that's a huge revenue stream all on its own. But the TV definitely is hampering teams' abilities to sign players, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. There's no question. I mean, so let's flip over to Pittsburgh Pirates, question in. Good signing, business signing. Andrew McCutchen comes back for the 1 year.
No, that's a good signing. That's a good signing. 1 year, $5 million deal, Andrew McCutchen. Legacy player, obviously. He left the Pittsburgh Pirates, came back, though. Wants to basically ride off like Zach Greinke, in my opinion, into the sunset with the team that he started out with. Obviously, pad his stats. I know he's one home run away from getting to 300 for his career. I think that that's a significant factor as well. The one-year deal, I mean, it's one that obviously I think last year they talked about it too at the trade deadline. Will Andrew McCutchen be dealt? Last year, obviously, it didn't happen. I think that there's a veto in his clause now, having spent 10 and 5. Like, he spent 10 years MLB service time and 5 years with one team. Now, I don't know exactly how that works because obviously he's bounced around to a few different times or to a few different teams after he'd left Pittsburgh. But at the same time, I think that that is just a great signing. And when you talk about Pittsburgh players in today's day and age, I think he's a guy that's going to have his number retired and he'll be right up there with one of the greats in Pittsburgh Pirates history.
Yeah, he's got his MVP there. And you know what? That's just a good all-around one. He lives there with the family. Comes back home, perfect for the Pirates, perfect for Andrew McCutchen, lets him settle in and start thinking about the business side of things or whatever. And I'm sure, almost 100%, he's going into that role after he's done. He just that type of a player, that type of a baseball passion for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So question in from the Tigers. Nolan, you're a Cardinals fan. You're a Cardinals fan. A one-year deal for Jack Flaherty got done. Should have been 1 year or should have been multiple years for him?
No, 1 year, $14 million is about right. Jack Flaherty obviously has the talent to pitch like one of the better pitchers in the major leagues. That being said, he has not really performed anywhere near the levels that he performed at back in 2018, 2019, pre-COVID years, where he was just an automatic ace for the St. Louis Cardinals. The 1 year 14, I get that. That's a perfect move by them. If they're out of contention by the trade deadline, which I can't see them being right now based on the way that the AL Central's played out this offseason, it's a move that, okay, yeah, hey, listen, we can trade him, no problem. He's got a $1 million incentive based in there, too. That could jump it up to $15 million. But, like, I'm looking at Jack Flaherty for your number three or number four signing. He's a guy, and the best part is, too, he has never really been injured to the extent that other pitchers on the Detroit Tigers have been. Like, you're looking at that. That's a young rotation. A lot of guys that have injury history and everything like that. I mean, to me, it's a move that, yeah, you're getting your number three or number four with the upside of a high-end number two.
So that's, let me piggyback onto that. That's where I was thinking with it. They sign him to the 1 year. He comes in, goes back to even 75-80% of the old form, 2018-2019 Cardinals. You got Casey Mize coming back. It looked like Scubo was pretty good in the in September coming back. Do you go ahead and talk contract extension during the season with him if everything starts to fall into line? Because now all of a sudden, that's a good young staff over there if those other guys come back and look healthy and he comes back.
Yeah, if the numbers look right, then yeah, absolutely, it's worth a discussion. They're one of the teams that's tied to Bally, just based off of what we were talking about earlier. I mean, it's one that, yeah, you're floating the idea around through upper management and everything like that. Now, I don't know what an extension would look like if he came back to 75-80% of what he used to be. I'd say somewhere in the 5 year neighborhood of $80 million to $90 million, probably right around that $16 to $18 million seems to be a good figure for him if he can come back to those levels. I get that people will jump through their seats and say, hey, listen, like, this is a guy that if he comes back to those levels, like, based on the way that he was with the Cardinals back in the day, then he should be in the $100+ million range. But I just can't see teams being comfortable signing a guy with the past 3 years of his MLB levels that he's performed at to a contract worth over $100 million. So that's why I'm saying if they want to discuss an extension, and if he's open to the idea of an extension, obviously he's a South Cali boy, yeah, you're looking in that five-year, probably $80 to $90 million range.
Let's jump over to our friends with the San Francisco Giants. Interesting signing this week. Tom Murphy to a two-year deal. So that puts him as a backup to Patrick Bailey, 24-year-old. Meaning the end of the San Francisco era for Joey Bart.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about that. And then who looks to maybe trade for a Joey Bart?
Yeah, I mean, that to me is pretty crazy, right? So Joey Bart obviously has not performed up to the levels of the second overall pick that he was drafted at back in, what was it, 2018. And I mean, unfortunately, he was just a bust. Let's call it what it is. His tenure in San Francisco, he was supposed to be the next Buster Posey, obviously. That's kind of the way the franchise viewed him. And rightfully so. When you're taking a catcher second overall, it's not like there's minimal expectations for a guy, especially when you have one of the best catchers of this century playing for your team, right? Like Buster Posey, let's call it what it is. He was a top three catcher of the past 25 years.
For sure.
Like, obviously, his credentials speak for themselves. Joey Bart, unfortunately, just didn't work out. Yeah, that's got to be the end of his career with the San Francisco Giants, in my opinion, because Patrick Bailey, obviously, last year he came in, and that guy, I mean, defensively at least, he was fantastic. Like, he had some timely hits and everything like that. I'm not trying to diminish from that. But when you're talking about a guy coming up and shooting laser beams from his knees, picking guys off at first, throwing guys out, trying to steal bases like he did last year, man. Like, that's a reason why he was considered for Gold Glove. And, like, he's a fantastic catcher. I love watching him behind the plate, especially with the way that he worked with his pitchers being so young. Yeah, Murphy comes in, the backup catcher. What was his deal? I think a two-year deal, something like that.
Yep.
Wasn't a heck of a lot of money. So, I mean, they're going to get probably 60 to 70 games out of Tom Murphy just based on what backup catchers do and kind of based on the age of Patrick Bailey. So Joey Bart, I mean, there's got to be some significant trade interest for a guy like that. Obviously, they're not going to get the world back for him, the San Francisco Giants I'm talking. But, I mean, he's a guy that when you're drafted second overall, obviously that's going to carry value. He's a big, tall guy, got a little bit of pop. But for his career up to this point, he's only hit, what, 219 with 11 home runs. So it's not like you're expecting him all of a sudden to blossom. But at the same time, you've seen guys get a change of scenery, and all of a sudden it starts to work out for them. So I hope all the best in the future for Joey Bart. But yeah, your time in San Francisco might be coming to an end shortly.
Yeah, I look at a team like the Tampa Bay Rays, right, taking a trade on him. Because like you said, I don't think you have to give up much. And with the way their player development is, a little change of scenery, huge expectations in Tampa or whatever and that, but nothing crazy with the crowd and the fans and all that pressure, right? He's still young. Still has that potential, and he goes to a team possibly that has great player development. So it just, I'm not saying he's going to the Tampa Bay Rays or whatever, that, but it's just a team that jumps out to me for a guy like that for sure. There's no question about it. So Baltimore Orioles fans, finally happy, Nolan. Finally happy. Looks like they got the agreement to stay in Baltimore for 30 years.
Yeah, I'm confused as to what the holdup was on that, because back in the summertime when we read it, it sounded like it was a done deal. So then all of a sudden, once I got reading that this week, they were finally finalizing the contract or the lease to do the 30-year extension there for Camden Yards. Like, that one kind of took me back. But either way, no, it's fantastic. Obviously, we talked about it in the summertime. That's one of the best baseball stadiums out there.
Oh.
Like, if you get a chance to go there, man, that's one of my favorite stadiums. And, like, yes, I get that Baltimore's a rough neighborhood and everything like that. But you go and watch a game there, and you don't think anything about it but the Baltimore Orioles. And the way that team is right now, like, why wouldn't you want to stay in Baltimore at Camden?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I don't know if they're ready to roll the trucks up and sign these potential free agents after Yamamoto goes, and or whether they are going to be able to pull off a Dylan Cease trade. I think they got both ends of it now. Now that they got that lease agreement done, I think they have the option for both, because they really haven't spent a ton of money over the last half a decade anyways. So they've got to have revenue there. They've got to have the resources. And again, I mean, the Yankees are just going to continue to get stronger or whatever. Boston, as we've said, is still quiet. We're not sure which way they're going. Toronto's going to compete for another year, but I'm sure they've got to go for it.
Well, that's a team that I want to see go out and trade for Corbin Burnes. Like, if you want to talk about a team backing up the truck and just saying, here you go, we're ready to compete right now, we have a window, and we need a guy for 1 year to be our ace, that's a team that makes a heck of a lot of sense, because they obviously had the prospect that they can trade from and still be comfortable with where they're at.
100%. There's no question about it. So, you know what? Thanks for sending in your questions. We love it. You can send them directly to me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send them in. We'll either talk to you in person about them, or we'll be sure to answer them here live on a show. So we will be right back here at Dirtbags with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, my final thought this week is not even really a final thought. It's just the fact that next week is Christmas, and let's hope for a Christmas miracle that somebody makes a good move out there. And hopefully it's one of your teams. Hopefully it's my team if you're a Cardinals fan. But I'm just hoping that something gets going, because I know it's been a long and boring winter to this point, but let's hope that something happens right around Christmas time that gets the ball just rolling for all these guys to start signing contracts.
Yeah, it's definitely got to open up, doesn't it? You'd like to think so anyways, Dirtbag Nation. And yeah, I'm right there with Nolan. Let's fingers crossed. We got Christmas coming up. Next week's episode, we'll be talking about the thankful 2023 year to ourselves and the whole nation. Yeah, I am right there with you, and I'm sure you are as well. Dirtbags, we've got to get this rolling. We've got to get it going, because the clock is ticking, and there is a lot of players out there. There's no question. There's a lot of good major league players out there. And again, like I said earlier in the show, they may already have the conversations done, and they're just in a holding pattern, and they know where they're lying, and maybe there's nothing been done at all. But MLB teams, get moving. Please don't sit on your hands. Let's get rolling with this. So, Dirtbags, thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show wherever you are in the world. It just means the world to Nolan and myself. We love doing it every week. We live it. We breathe it. We die it, as we always say. We want to give a great big thanks to our guys again over at Rip Grip Pro. That's, check them out at ripgrippro.com, the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team. Thank you for being show sponsors. If you're interested in having commercials on with us or sponsoring with us and that, reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can contact me directly, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. I'm happy to talk to you about it. Happy to help promote your product, your training aid, whatever it is that you have that you want to get out there to the people all around the world and help evolve this great game of baseball, because that's what it's all about. There's no question about it. And that's every day. On the field and off the field, as we always say. So, again, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough. Get out there this week. Have a fantastic week. Have a fantastic Christmas wherever you're celebrating it around the world. We will be back right next week. And until then, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.